You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Chelsea, also Katie from Russia. Recently, she cheated on her boyfriend. I don't know if you guys heard about this.
Wait, what? No.
With somebody else. She was with Jungle Jesus, and she got caught. She got caught by the people of Dogwood Canyon.
Oh, no. Yes, well, me and Jungle Jesus went to this nice event at Dogwood Canyon, and my boyfriend was nice enough to pick us up and drop us off to that event. And so we were getting out of the car at Dogwood Canyon in front of the security people because the event, by the time we arrived, already started, so we were running a little behind. And so the security guy, the same one that I'll mention a little bit later, he was like, here is the entrance, here is the event. He was just guiding us through this. And so then we got out of the event, and my boyfriend tells me this story. He was sitting in his car waiting for us to get out, and the same security guy comes up to him and says, are you an Uber, or what are you doing here? Why are you in the parking lot? He was like, no, I'm the boyfriend. And he was like, of that girl? And he was like, yeah. Well, she's there with another guy, he says. And so my boyfriend had to explain the situation. And, you know, just my question to this, what was the security guy's intention? Like, he saw
I think he was just trying to give your boyfriend a heads up. Like, hey, she may be.
It's like a bro code. It's like, dude, your old lady's cheating on you right now.
But he was dropping us both off. We were
so they both got out of the car.
Yeah,
it kind of doesn't make
sense. Maybe he didn't see it, though.
No, he saw it. He was talking to us. That's the thing. He was guiding us where to go.
Oh.
That's why it makes no sense. Why did he just come up and he was like, well, she's there with another guy, you know?
Yeah. Well, it does look a little silly, like that your boyfriend is like the chauffeur of you and Jungle Jesus.
I know it is.
I mean, to be fair, like,
he volunteered to do this.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, for an outside perspective of somebody who's trying to look out for your boyfriend's best interest as a security guard at Dogwood Canyon, he's just helping your boyfriend out because he's like, look at this poor guy. Like, he's got to drive him. Like, in there having cocktails and wine and everything.
And he's sitting in the parking lot like an Uber.
I still don't get his point. Like, what was his business to come up to this guy and tell him that I'm there with another guy while
Because you were with Jungle Jesus.
Well, yeah.
You were with another guy.
They don't know you're just friends.
In front of him.
Yeah.
I was getting out of the car in front of him with this
guy. Maybe they didn't see that part.
And
it's just
right
like...
there. He was talking to us. So he forgot how we looked like. In 10 minutes?
I don't know. I think the
situation is just a little odd. And so that's why he didn't understand. Like, well, why is this girl's
Yeah, let's go back to the original
off?
Situation of why you would make your boyfriend drive you and your friend. Jungle Jesus.
He volunteered to do this.
Yeah,
he was
that's kind of weird anyways.
Okay, because he knows that me and Jungle Jesus would get wasted and he doesn't want to drink and drive.
No,
you know,
I understand that. It's very nice. But I
but
mean,
still.
I don't know. I think this is a really nice story, actually, about whoever, I don't know what his name is.
The
security guard from Dogwood Canyon. Thank you.
Yeah. He was just trying to look out for your boyfriend.
What a big sweetheart.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I want to give him a shout out.
Yeah.
And stop doing that to your boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.